Good to have your company on this Bendigo Cup day. And speaking of the Bendigo Cup, Philip Stokes has got a very nice chance in a maid who showed a return to form in the Geelong Cup. And who knows, he may still be a runner in the Melbourne Cup as well. Good morning, Philip. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
How much improvement do you think he's taken out of that run in at Geelong where he showed the glimpses of form that we've seen in previous campaigns?
Yeah, no, it was good. I just wish he'd stepped clean instead of missing the kick by six lengths, and I'm sure he would have been in the placing. So we haven't done much with him since then, been on the backup, obviously, which we sort of have to do if we're going to go into a Melbourne Cup. But looking at him, I think he'll handle it, and he looks well placed today.
So if he wins today, does he run in the Cup on Tuesday?
If he runs in the first three, he'll get a run in the Cup.
Okay. So that's the backup plan. Has it always been this way, or is it because he needs to get that extra qualifying under his belt?
He just needs to get this extra qualifying under his belt, so that's why we're going there. We were hoping we didn't have to go after the Geelong Cup, but that's not the case.
Is he a horse that's got that constitution, do you think, within a week?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah. No, he's a well-seasoned horse. He's travelled a lot, and I'm sure he'll handle the backup.
And he looks a good stayer. I know this is only a mile and a half, but are you confident that today's distance and then getting out even further to the 2 miles will suit him?
Oh, the 2 miles is what he's looking for. Mm. So I'm just sort of hoping today he can round off the race nicely. I think he's the best horse in it, but, you know, coming back in trips is probably not ideal. As long as he can run top three, I'll be wrapped.
So is the plan from that gate you think he'll probably get back and you just want him to be running on strongly at the end?
Well, as long as he steps well, probably doesn't have to get back as far as the other day, yeah. But if he's midfield, maybe a little bit worse, that'd be ideal.
Well, can you tell us about your runner in race eight? Diane Sweet Jr., how do you say the name?
Day Q Sweet Jr., yes.
Day Q Sweet Jr.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse that OTI sent me from, he was in New Zealand with Murray Baker and they left him here. He's a horse that's going to get over 2,000 plus in time, but I thought his first up run at Maui was really good. But kept him fresh for the mile, and he's a nice horse, and I reckon he's a really good which way chance.
Yeah, he's got good form in some of the better 3-year-old classic races over in New Zealand as well. So, is this about his distant range, or do you think he'd be better suited over further?
Oh, further 2,000 metres, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, so he's a nice horse, and he'll go through his grades and going to better things, I think.
All right. Well, he's a good chance here. Murray Bridge, have you got one we should follow over there today?
I've got two in. I'm probably leaning towards Strike the Night.
Strike the Night, race six, number seven at Murray Bridge. And then looking ahead to Flemington on Saturday, instant celebrity going around in the Linlithgow over 1,200 metres. What have you made of her this time in?
We've tried to sort of keep her at the 1,400 and I think she's better back to 1,200, so we've freshened her up. So I'm sort of first time down the straight, but I think she'll handle it, and I think back to 1,200, she'll run a really nice race.
Well, hopefully she can return to her form because she'll be very hard to beat in that if she is. And then speaking of form, you gave a good push for Maliva, who won at good odds at Caulfield. Do we get to see Maliva in the Furphy on Saturday as well?
You do, yeah. Yeah, I thought it looked like the logical step again down the straight, but she's a nice, attractable horse, and she'll give a good side again. She's trained on beautifully. Her second up stats are good.
Well, good luck today, especially with a maid. If you do run top three, have you got a jockey in mind for the Cup?
Declan Bates.
Declan Bates. All right, it'll be a big moment for Deck. If you can run top three today, you'll be cheering home Benny Allen to run top three in the Bendigo Cup today. Best of luck, Philip.
Thank you.